From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A huge cache of Islamic State files is recovered and shows the group's recruiting practices. Counterterrorism experts in Germany and other countries are studying tens of thousands of data files that were allegedly stolen from Islamic State and are said to contain detailed personnel information about terrorist units. Britain's Sky News said it had acquired the information from a disillusioned Islamic State defector who told a reporter in Turkey he had stolen a memory stick from the head of IS's internal security. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. Colonel Steve Warren is a spokesman for the coalition fighting Islamic State.
We certainly hope they publish them so that we can do several things with that, right? One is bring some attention to this foreign fighter problem.
Reports from Britain, Germany, and Syria say the files contain information about jihadists from 51 countries, including 23 questions that Islamic State recruits have to answer before they can be accepted as members of the extremist organization. A group that monitors violence in Syria says an Islamic State militant described as the group's military commander was seriously injured but not killed in an airstrike last week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Thursday that Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen, had been taken after the strike to the Islamic State stronghold in Raqqa, Syria, for treatment. U.S. officials had said he was likely killed by the airstrike near the northeastern town of Al-Shadadi. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House Thursday for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. On the White House South Lawn, Mr. Obama said that he and the Canadian leader had discussed many subjects, including the environment and the fight against Islamic State.
We're working closely together to prevent the flow of foreign fighters, and today we agreed to share more information, including with respect to our no-fly lists and full implementation of our entry-exit system.
Prime Minister Trudeau said that implementation of the recent Paris Agreement limiting emission of so-called greenhouse gases was a top priority for both he and Mr. Obama.
The President and I share a common goal. We want a clean growth economy that continues to provide good jobs and great opportunities for all of our citizens.
The 44-year-old Trudeau and his Liberal Party swept Canada's parliamentary election last October, unseating Prime Minister Stephen Harper and his Conservative Party, who had been in power since 2006. Longtime Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday apologized to her supporters for not becoming the country's next president. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy party has decided not to put forward her name, even though it won an overwhelming number of seats in parliament in the country's recent general election. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports a clause in Myanmar's military written constitution prevents Suu Kyi from being appointed president because her sons have foreign citizenship.
It was a bittersweet day for NLD lawmakers as they could not add the name of Aung San Suu Kyi to the list from which Myanmar's next president will be chosen.
I'm very sad. She is the right president. But I hopefully become one day she will be president.
The NLD's prime candidate to become president is the Oxford-educated Tin Jaw, an unelected confidant of the party's leader. NLD lawmakers will be instructed to vote for him, so it is virtually certain he will be the next president, as well as labeled a puppet of Aung San Suu Kyi, who has stated she will be above the presidency.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the Parliament in Naypyidaw.
And UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Thursday that decisive and bold action is needed to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the Security Council, Mr. Ban said such abuse, 69 allegations last year alone, undermines the trust between the UN and the people it is sent to protect. The UN mission in the Central African Republic has been the subject of the most allegations. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.